You are listening to WSIU, and this is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. As COVID-19 cases continue to rise across the country and closer to home, I took some time this week to speak with Southern Illinois Healthcare CEO Rex Buddy. He talked about what the organization is doing to be ready as the cases continue to rise.
We have done a lot of different things to prepare, okay? We have disaster plans and all those sorts of things that we work on. And the actual work itself changes depending on the disaster, right? We plan and we practice these things. This one's been a bit unique because it's such a nasty bug. We implemented our formal incident command 3 weeks ago and have been working on it before that, but then made the decision to implement incident command and have done a number of different things, from closing down on the elective procedures so that we can keep people out of the hospitals. We've set up the COVID hotline. We've set up the outside, places for people to get screened and to try to keep people out of the hospital, and identifying if they had the COVID virus. We've done the triage tents. So really trying to focus on the overall topic of reducing the flow of people to the hospital, providing a way for people to get diagnosed without going to the hospital for the COVID stuff, and to keep our staff safe. Because if we keep our staff safe, then we can keep the community safe. And so a lot of efforts along those lines. We've set up COVID units at Memorial and Heron to do diagnostic units and also treatment units. And at St. Joe's, we haven't set that up because if it all breaks crazy, we're going to have St. Joe's used for non-COVID patients and then concentrate the COVID patients at the hospitals that have, quite frankly, a little bit more capabilities and access to the specialists and what have you. So, the whole theme has been about safety, safety. And, it's worked out really well. We're getting a lot of compliments on the process to screen off patients and do those sorts of things. We're working very closely with IDPH. I think IDPH has done a good job trying to manage this thing. We work very closely with all the health departments. We've got a great working relationship with our health departments. And when we've had a positive result, the health departments have been all over it and doing their research to see who's been done what, who's been where, and those kinds of things. So lots of activity.
What challenges are you dealing with at this point? What worries you?
You don't know what you don't know. And that's the part that causes, I think, the most stress. Well, we have, we're not a densely populated area, so that works in our favor. I worry about the prisons and the nursing homes and, where that they are kind of densely populated. But I think people down here, for the most part, have done a good job with the social distancing. And that's why I think we have seen as few positives as we have seen. Are we prepared? Yes. By getting rid of the elective procedures, we have a good number of beds set up and ready to go. Like I said, we have a COVID rule-out unit, and then we have a COVID treatment unit at both hospitals. We have plans to expand those COVID treatment units if we need to. And we're trying to, as much as possible, keep that away from the physical ICU because, we still have people having heart attacks and strokes, and we have to treat those folks. So we've set up separate where we'll have ICU levels of service in these other units to care for the COVID patients. So I think we're well prepared. We have plenty of ventilators. That's not a problem. And I pray that this will be all over preparation and we don't need it, but you don't have a choice. You have to over prepare.
What about PPE, those personal protective equipment? Do you have enough?
PPEs are tough. I mean, we lost our supply chain or a good piece of our supply chain. Now that is, I can't tell you exactly how many days we got or weeks we got, but we've got a fair amount. We were slow in moving towards letting people do homemade masks and stuff because we didn't want people getting a false sense of security until we could check it out carefully. And then maybe not being as diligent about their technique because they think they're protected by this mask and find out the masks don't work. I think we're pretty comfortable with everything going on, that we're in good shape. We've had people through instruction making masks. We had one gentleman in Heron who had a 3D printer, was making the eye shields and stuff like that. And when you see those kinds of actions coming together, it actually makes you feel really, really good. In our COVID units that we have all our own equipment there, the masks and all those kinds of things. And our materials management folks they're turning over every single rock. I would love to have another room full of that stuff, but it's tight, but it's not dire.
Rex Buddy is CEO for Southern Illinois Healthcare. I talked to him earlier this week. You're listening to WSIU in Focus.